When Nizam became prime minister, he named Omar Khayyam state astronomer because he was good at mathematics. Hassan was not, but when he came to the court, on the strength of their romantic bond, Nizam gave him the post of Minister of Finance. While preparing his budget, Hassan sought out the help of Omar, with whom he left overnight all the papers pertinent to his financial report, which he was to read to the Shah and the assembled court in the morning. When the time came, Hassan picked up his papers and read them aloud just as he found them. Everyone gasped and then broke out laughing louder and louder as Hassan struggled on, talking what seemed to be utter nonsense until the Shah stopped him and sent him away in disgrace. What had happened was that someone, presumably Omar, or was it Nizam, had not only scrambled the pages, but cut them in four and carefully pasted them together again. Now, this is the random process of discontinuity with which Burroughs and I have been working since 1960, when I called them the cut-ups. Hassan Isaba went home to Ray in a rage, vowing a terrible vengeance on his old pals for having made a fool of him. He fell ill and did not leave his home for weeks on end. Then he went walking one night in the dark and empty bazaar where he was not likely to meet anyone he knew, but as he passed the one stall still open, a lonely cobbler called out to him, offering him a glass of tea. When he sat down with this poor man, the cobbler said quietly, "Welcome, we have been waiting for you. You are that man." Hassan recognized by certain signs that the cobbler was a member of the secret brotherhood of the Ismailians, whose network reached all the way across the Near East to Egypt, where the supposed descendants of Fatima, daughter of Muhammad the Prophet, called themselves Caliphs of Cairo, with the pretension to rule all of Islam. When Hassan realized the possibilities inherent in such a connection, he said, "Yes, I am that man."
Yes.